Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, this is our first game. It's called Social Media. What I do, I go through everyone's social media statuses and I find good ones that we can read out of context. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. Okay?
Ooh.
All right, so you've got nothing to lose.
Are you nervous?
I want to win so bad.
Right. We win the beanie.
I'm trying to be really cool about it. Like, inside, I want this.
Question one. I reckon everyone on Lego Masters is Polly.
Bron.
Yes, Bron.
Is it Sam?
No, it was Mish. Point for Mish.
That's a Mish. True.
I reckon you're right.
100%. Yeah. Like, every single person that has ever participated as a contestant on that show, and probably the Lego Master himself... loves plural marriage.
It's such a weird opinion to have and so specific, but I love that that's a hill you're going to die on. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
So you're talking about Brickman as well.
Oh, Brickman, for sure. He's at the very least did and is open. Yeah. Like if someone there was having an issue in their poly relationship, he'd be like, hey man, we can talk about that if you want. Like that's his vibe. The rest of them all fuck.
So do you reckon, because they stay on site, they don't go home at night, do you reckon the Lego Masters, just the hotel is just a massive just fucking suck fest?
No. Fucking suck fest. Sure. I think more so that like, I'm not on dating apps anymore because I'm in a relationship. Yeah. But thank you. someone loves me. I reckon like every third person has either applied for Lego Masters or would love to one day be on it. You know what I mean? That's the vibe I get from Lego Masters.
Yeah. Question two. If you're ever in jail and someone asks, what are you in for? Say, the food. No one will ever ask you a question again.
Mish.
Yes, Mish.
Sam.
You are correct. Another point there for Mish, yes.
See, thank you. Yes. It's a wonderful joke. I got hacked on Twitter.com, so when I hear jokes, I kind of go, that's great. And then I realise it's me, and I'm like, oh no. So I had no idea that was me, but that's
what you're saying, the hacker hacked you and then put up jokes that sound in your voice. That's
the
not
hacker
what happened.
Was better than me. No, they were. I want them to take over my podcast. They're very good, very quick.
Question three, giving off real personalised number plates today vibes today.
Zach.
Yes, Zach.
Bron?
You are correct. Yeah, it was Bron. Yeah, point there for Zach, yeah.
That was my dumb son. Yeah, he just is a little white man and I can't trust him.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a little white man. get him a beanie. Okay, question four. My parents always told me I could do anything I wanted to when I... Oh, sorry, I'll start again. My parents always told me I could be anything I wanted to be and I went with annoying.
Bron.
Yes, Bron.
Is it Mish?
No, that's Sam.
Damn.
That was the hacker. another fucking fantastic joke. I think we'll all agree with that.
All right, question five. In my honest opinion, Twitter is a bit toxic.
Mish!
Yes, Mish.
That's Zach.
That is Zach, yes.
It is a bit toxic. Sometimes people get a bit mean at each other on it.
Yeah, they do.
That's Zach, my opinion.
Zach's social media, he's in a wonderful comedy sketch group called Auntie Donna. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of it, it's wonderful. But Zach's TikToks are so funny. When I was over at your house for dinner one time, you just started doing a TikTok mid-sentence, like talking to you, and that's it. That's the whole TikTok. They're so funny. It's like you just go for it, just no
funny
matter where you are.
Is a word.
I was being so kind.
Yeah,
so kind.
Like deeply disturbing. Like, they're deeply disturbing.
I just realized there was a lot of people joining TikTok, and I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get on this platform? Yeah. And then I realized that there were so many people joining TikTok that if they saw a face they recognized, they'd just follow it.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to do good content. So that was my little protest against the next generation, is I gave them shit and they followed me anyway.
Oh, you won.
There's probably some here tonight. Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Question six. I don't think anyone under 30 will truly understand how much of a cultural moment Walking with Dinosaurs was.
Sam?
Yes.
Bron?
No, that was Zach. Point there for Zach. Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, I was watching Walking with Dinosaurs when I tweeted that.
Because I reckon Walking with Dinosaurs and Riverdance. Does anyone remember Riverdance?
Yeah.
How crazy was the world just went, we want a man who doesn't move his arms dancing at us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like Michael Flatley.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Michael,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, everyone okay. knows him.
He refused to stay in Hobart. He did a week of shows at like the Derwent Entertainment Centre down there, but flew back every night because there was no hotel good enough for him. And his thing was, though, this is like, you can look this up.
I won't.
His post show routine was he had to walk off stage and have sex with someone.
I have the
same. I did know
routine.
That. I did know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to say how, but I did. I fucked the Riverdance guy.
I fucked Riverdance, man. That's very funny.
And he's amazing at Lego. Yeah.
Do you know about his movie?
Yeah,
have you
James
heard
Bond,
about his movie? Yeah,
what?
He self-funded. He used his Riverdance money to self-fund a movie. And you're like, oh, yeah. Is it about Riverdance? No. Does it feature any Riverdance? No. Is it him, a 60-plus-year-old man, playing an Irish version of James Bond, sleeping with beautiful women and solving crimes? Yes, it is. It looks like truly the most fucked movie I've ever seen in my life. And I can't wait to watch it.
It's not out yet?
It's not out yet. I think it had won. It, like, he did like a premiere in England. And like, I don't even think people were allowed. He didn't let reviewers in. And then they put it in a vault. And no one saw it. And now it's starting to be released in some markets. Oh. This movie looks truly fucked.
Sounds great.
Zach is just here to plug that.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Yeah. Just the Riverdance man. Like, using his Riverdance money. It looks good.
Question seven. Sociopaths can be cute too.
Sam?
Yes, Sam.
Zach.
No, that is Bron. A point there for Bron. Yeah. Everyone's wonderful. On the board now.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Well, welcome to comedy. Okay, question eight. I'm not on dating apps anymore, but if I was, I reckon I'd win.
Zach?
Yes, Zach.
It sounds like a mish to
that
me.
Was a mish, yeah.
I've mentioned it twice now in the space of 5 minutes.
Nothing mish loves more.
I can't explain how relieved I am.
Nothing mish loves more than talking about dating apps and telling you she's not on them anymore.
How many apps were you on?
At one stage I had the trifecta, the three, so Tinder, Bumble and Hinge. So this is, I think there might be some fancy new ones, but I don't know about them because I'm not on dating apps anymore. thank you so
congrats,
much.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And where did you find your partner? Your
Hinge.
Now?
Yeah. So they do work, yeah, if you're willing to settle.
Hinge tonight.
I don't mean that, I love him.
Because I've never been on any of the dating apps. I've been my partner for 18
sick
years.
Flex.
Yeah.
No, they're just, like, I mean, I think they're good for, like, sometimes, but then there's I could go for hours. I honestly could go for hours about it. They're not great. I don't love them. I did.
Was that your bio? I could go for hours?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, and the Riverdance guy swipe left.
Yeah, I was on a Michael Flatley based dating app.
Just, that's the bio. I fucked Riverdance guy.
I made him move his arms. Okay. Question nine. Very pretty moon tonight, if anyone's into that shit.
Sam?
Yes, Sam.
Bron?
No, that was Mish. Point there for Mish.
Yeah.
Are you a moon person?
No. I am the kind of person, though, that I see scenarios in my head about like in montages, and if I can't sleep at 5 a.m. I like get in my car and drive down to the beach to watch the sun and have like a moment, and it's never a moment. Yeah. It's always shit. And I was sitting outside one day and I looked up and I'm like, the moon's nice, but I was in a foul mood. I'm like, oh, fuck off. Because I know that someone moon. Out there's just like, wow. And I don't care. At that moment, I didn't care.
I think, and you might bat me up here, I think the moon's got better in the last 10 years. Yeah, someone's nodding. It's got better.
Yeah, she gets it.
I think you start to think it looks better as you get older or something.
No, I reckon we have more like
you have less moons to
and
see.
Red moons. I reckon we're having more of them. That's right. Yeah, we've got people.
That can be proven correct or incorrect.
All I need is time.
I will say the amount of times that you see something like in the news, like tonight, red moon, first one in 150 years. It's like that's every other month. There's some sort of moon that's the first in 150 years.
I would
like
love
if I
it.
Miss that moon, I'll see another cool moon a month later. I just it pissed me off.
I hope some reporter out there does say Fitty.
Yeah. Fitty year, new moon.
All right, our last question for this round. My best friend told me that I'm very impulsive, which is a full-on thing to say because I've only met him yesterday.
That's clever. That's whoever said that is clever. I mean, maybe it was me. Who knows? Maybe it was the walking with dinosaurs.
Brun, is it Zach? He's trying to bluff
no,
out of this.
No, it's Sam.
It's good, Sam.
Really
it's good.
Tricky.
Thank you so much. I love to get feedback from my friends on stage about my tweets. Wonderful podcast, of course, Josh. Wonderful.
All right, at the end of the first round, the scores are Brun on 1 point. Give it for Brun.
Oh, yeah.
Sam's on 2 points.
Oh.
Zach is on 3 points.
Yeah.
And she'll be very happy about this. In the lead on 4 points is Mish.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.